Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Happy Resurrection Day to each and every one of you. Today, we will close out our series on obedience and for this Lenten season with the lesson on what we learned at the cross. Lessons learned at the cross. There was a book that was popular many years ago entitled, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. It contained simple nuggets of wisdom that were garnered from watching how children interact with each other and the world. It's been said that life is a giant classroom in which we can experience many valuable lessons. What really determines our success in learning is our willingness to learn. As we close this Lenten season, there are three valuable lessons observed in Christ's journey to an ultimate sacrifice on the cross. They are what we will use as we move forward on our journey to living victoriously in Christ. The first lesson is, I must die to live. Believers will have difficulty living victoriously until we are willing to die to ourselves and surrender to the Lord. In his final days with his disciples, Jesus used an example from farming to illustrate this point. It's found in John 12:24-26. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a simple seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Lesson number two, I must lose to win. Believers cannot live in the fullness of God apart from the filling of the Holy Spirit. Filling means relinquishing control to the Holy Spirit. Paul shared this belief in his letter to the church at Philippi. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for those whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I might gain Christ. And that's Philippians 3:7-8. Lesson number one, I must die to live. Lesson number two, I must lose to win. And finally, lesson number three, I must surrender for a victory. Believers who surrender to the King of Kings acknowledges God as the sovereign of the universe. We are part of God's kingdom, and we must willingly abdicate to his rule over our lives. Habakkuk, the prophet, understood this relationship when he prayed. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails, and the field produces no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go to the heights. And that is Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. What now? Lenten and Easter season are closing, but we not only celebrate the victory of Jesus on the cross, but also preparing us for the next steps after Easter. It's a perfect time for reflection and redirection. It's a perfect time to see where we are in relationship with Jesus Christ and with others. What are the things that God is asking you to lose, surrender or die, in order to live victoriously in the fullness of God? We need only a childlike trust in the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, to learn all that we really need to know, all that really matters. That's it for today, and please share this podcast with your friends and your family. And if for some reason you haven't not established a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I invite you to do that on this Resurrection Sunday. It's very easy. First, we acknowledge our sins. We tell Jesus that we are sorry, we are sinful, and we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We invite him to come into our lives and be Lord over us, and to not only be our Savior, but also our Lord. At that time, he will come into your life in newness of life. If you would like to do that, we invite you to go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the tab that says Invitation and follow the rest. If you have any questions, please leave us a note in the comments and we will get back with you on that. So enjoy Resurrection Sunday. We thank God for his sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We thank him for all of his mercy, grace, and his love. Have a great day in the Lord. Bye-bye.